One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, some houses don't need a tragic backstory to be haunted. They just are haunted.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it. And if you have a real ghost story, please call it in, 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com because we want to hear it. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes and access to the archive, no commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes in Harper. How's everything today, my friend?
Everything is peachy. How about you?
You know, not too bad, actually. Yeah. Not too bad. There hasn't been much excitement around here lately.
Yeah, no.
So that means you need to come back.
I really miss you. I really do. I had such a great time when I stayed with you.
So you need to come back.
I really want to.
Just tell your dad, I'm sorry, this year I'll be spending my birthday at my Aunt Carol's house. So.
I'll be at Carol's. Bye.
So I know you might like to see me for my birthday or Christmas, but it doesn't matter. I'll be going to Carol's house. So anyway, so here is a ghost story. It says, when I was 12, my family moved into a place that felt like it had been forgotten by time. It was a dot on the map called Carson Ridge. Five houses, one gas station that was also a diner, a school, and not much else. My dad had just taken a job as the principal of the school, and part of the deal was a house provided by the district. We were told it was cozy and convenient, sitting right behind the old school building. What no one mentioned was that the house came with its own atmosphere. At first, I chalked up the weird feeling to nerves. New town, new school, new everything. But something about that house just felt off. It was always too quiet, even when everyone was home. The air inside seemed heavier than it should. And no matter how many lamps we had on, the place always looked dark. I'm not someone who grew up believing in ghosts or spirits or anything like that. I was the type of kid who liked logic. I needed answers. But that house didn't play by any rules. The weirdness started almost immediately. The first thing I noticed was how unsettled I felt in my bedroom. It was a small room at the end of a hallway with one window that looked out at the football field. At night, I'd lie awake and swear I could hear footsteps in the hallway. Not slow, more like pacing back and forth over and over. But every time I'd open the door, no one was there. Sometimes I'd hear the creak of floorboards right outside of my door. and I just quit looking. I started sneaking into my parents' room to sleep. At first, they were fine with it. Then it started happening every night. One night in particular, I was curled up between them, both of them asleep. My brother, who was older than me by 4 years, had gone to bed early and was down the hall with his door shut. It was just the four of us in the house. I was lying there, eyes open, just staring into the dark when I heard the TV click on in the living room. You know that sound, it's unmistakable. Now, and I will even say, I don't know when this story happened, but it says when she was 12. Back in the day, a TV turned on differently than it does now. Because now you would just hear a commercial or some promotion or, you know, maybe the last show you were watching might come up. But it used to be like a click. You could hear it. Ooh. So, yeah. So and the house we lived in when I was a kid, the TV would turn on by itself. So that part really kind of just got me. And then it said the static hum of the screen. So then a lot of times those old TVs would be like, because you would have channels that didn't have anything on that channel. So it'd just be like snowy screen going. And then so static hum of the screen followed by a change in lighting, which means you would see the kind of TV light from the other room. Oh, that's so creepy. I saw the flicker of the TV cast across the hallway through the cracked door. Then came the sound of movement, not walking, jumping, like someone doing jumping jacks or running in circles. Heavy footsteps moving way too quickly to be casual. I froze and I didn't even breathe. I wanted to wake up my parents, but I was afraid whatever was out there would hear me. I lay there listening to it run around for what felt like a full minute. Then after that, the TV shut off, dead silence. No footsteps walking away, no click of a remote, just gone. When I finally worked up the nerve to whisper to my mom, she told me I must have been dreaming. But a few days later, she admitted something had happened to her too. She'd been getting ready for work one morning alone in the house when the same thing happened. The TV came on, then footsteps, then silence. We never really talked about it after that. I think she was afraid of giving it power, like acknowledging it would make it worse. My brother had his own stories. He'd wake up to the sound of someone whispering right near his ear. He started sleeping with headphones on, said it made it easier to pretend it wasn't happening. Over the next year, all of us had our own little experiences, lights flickering even when the bulbs were brand new, doors opening on their own, cabinets slamming in the middle of the night. Once my dad found all the chairs in the dining room pulled away from the table, like someone had carefully lined them up, but no one took credit for it. The house never felt violent, just very active, like something was always watching. About a year and a half into living there, my dad took another job in a neighboring town and we moved. I remember how different the air felt in the new house. I didn't think about that old house much until a few months ago. I was visiting home, catching up with my dad, when he mentioned he'd run into a woman who took his place as principal after we left. Apparently, she and her family moved into the same house behind the school. She didn't last a year. According to her, strange things started happening almost immediately. Her kids wouldn't sleep in their rooms. The family dog barked at empty corners. One night, she swore she saw a figure standing in the hallway mirror behind her, but no one else was home. She told my dad, "There's something wrong with that house." My dad just nodded, said, "I know." Hearing that gave me chills because it wasn't just us. Whatever was in that house, it stayed, and it wasn't just in our heads. I still don't know exactly what we experienced. I don't know who or what might have been causing it. The school never mentioned anything about the house's history, and as far as I know, nothing tragic happened there. But that doesn't mean it wasn't haunted. I have never experienced anything like that again. I hope I never do. That is from Marie.
That's so creepy. Because, like, could you just imagine laying in bed and just hearing, like, whispers right beside you? And it's so bad that you have to wear headphones?
Ooh.
I hate that. So creepy.
And there were so many creepy things. And I get that being so scared that if I try to wake up my parents, then it's going to hear me. And, you know, like, it's going to attack me or something. Because you're just so scared.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it, too, from living in a house like that. It was very similar. A lot of those same things happened. But to be laying in bed in the middle of the night and hearing someone walk around or hearing the TV come on or the dog start barking at nothing in the middle of the night. And it was like you can't get out of bed because what are you going to run into?
Right.
What are you going to see if you get up? Do you want to see it?
It's one of the biggest parts of, like, I don't understand, like, when we get these stories, how they just, like, run to their parents' room. It's like, I could never do that. Like, I would be stuck in my bed just not wanting to run into whatever's outside of my room, like, in the hallway.
I do think there were times I got so scared I ran into my parents' room. Because I was just so afraid.
Yeah.
But I remember a lot of, go back to bed. You can't sleep in here, go back to bed. But so I get it. But it is validating to know that it happened to the next school principal. So it wasn't just you guys being crazy. I think that's validating, but it does leave you with tons of questions. Like, what the hell was it? But at least it stayed behind and didn't follow him anywhere. Let's go to our next call.
This is Rhonda Hughes in San Diego, California. Forgive me if I sound out of breath. Not only am I tired, but I'm also 6 months pregnant with my fifth child, and I just ate, so I'm full on top of being stuffed like Thanksgiving turkey. Okay, so this story is actually my mom's story. This happened before I was born. She actually hadn't even met my dad yet. So my mom had divorced from her first husband, and she had my brother and my sister. And she and my grandmother were living together. And my mom used to be a smoker and had ashtrays everywhere in her house, but they were both very neat and tidy people, so they kept a very clean house. And they both had full-time jobs. So my mom would take my brother, she'd go to work, my grandma would go to work, and when they would come home, my mom would find all of her ashtrays dumped into one, and all of the cupboards and the drawers in the kitchen would be pulled out. On another occasion in that same house, my mom had put the kids to bed. She was awake and in her bedroom. I don't know what she was doing, but she wasn't going to sleep yet. And she heard the sound of a child giggling in the bathroom. And my brother had a flat-bottom tugboat bath toy that she also heard rolling around in the bathtub. And so she walked out of her room and was going to go tell whichever kid it was to go back to bed. But when she passed my brother and sister's bedroom, heading to the bathroom, she saw that both of them were still asleep in their beds. Another occasion in that house, she put the kids to bed again. And she was laying in her bed and trying to go to sleep, but she was still very much awake. And from her bed, you could see down the hall into the living room. And on the far wall across the living room facing the hallway, they had a pink pig toy box. I don't know if you remember those big, they had like a football and then the pink pig and I think something else, but they had the pig. And my mom laid there in the bed, and she watched the lid come off of the toy box and a rubber bouncy ball come out of the toy box. So they didn't stay in that house very much longer. They moved out. Creepy, though. Very creepy. My mom is actually a very sensitive lady when it comes to all this stuff, and I'm slightly envious that she has gotten to witness paranormal things. This isn't the first thing or the last thing that she's witnessed. She's actually been at my grandma's house after my grandpa died, cleaning out his den. And when she walked into the hallway, she smelt his aftershave. And so grandpa was there with her. Oh gosh, I've got more stuff to tell you, but I guess I should probably call in at another time to do that because it's going to go over the allotted time. So I'll let you go. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Man, at first with that story and the smoking and how it would kind of consolidate all of the ashtrays into one ashtray, I'm like, what a helpful ghost. But
right?
then she said that she went into the kitchen and all the cabinets or the drawers were open. I'm like, ooh. Okay, now that's just trying to scare you.
And then there was also like the pink pig toy box story. Hate that, by the way.
That one I hated the most. Because at first I'm like, oh, this isn't a bad haunting, but it was. I mean, it wasn't terrifying or hurting them or anything like that. But, you know, a lot of hauntings don't hurt anybody. They just scare the shit out of you or terrify you. And to watch it, that toy box open and something, did it say something came out?
Yeah, a rubber bouncy ball.
Jesus. I don't like that.
Like, look, I'm already kind of weird about people touching my stuff. So it's like, it's like something as invasive as that would just really frighten me.
And to hear the kids' toys, like from the bathtub, just start on their own. And we hear a lot of that with toys, like battery operated things, just firing up on their own.
Yep.
That is just so creepy. But it just changed. I thought, oh, what a helpful ghost. Or maybe it just doesn't like them smoking. And it's like, I'm going to pick this up for you. No, it's like, now I'm going to scare the shit out of you and creep you out. Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to thousands of episodes in the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.